Blog Talk Radio.
Clap your hands for your people. Shout to the Lord with a voice of fire.
when I remember your goodness, consistency towards me. How can I repay you? Appreciate and show my gratitude. There aren't just enough of words to describe your magnitude. You are endless, Lord, you are endless. Though my song is incomplete, yet my heart forever sings, oh,
because he needs her. You shall live. Hallelujah.
Says in John 1 and 5 that the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not understand it or overpower. What does that mean? God is so powerful. It doesn't matter what trial you find yourself in. It doesn't matter how big the mountain is. He's greater. And it's not even close. He's so much greater. And he has all power. He knows the end from the beginning. So you don't have to be afraid. Actually, you can rejoice before you see your prayer answered. Don't have to wait till the battle's over. I can shout now. I don't have to wait till the battle's over. I can shout now. I don't have to wait till the battle's over. Come on, sing that with us. I can shout now. Oh, Lord. Don't have to wait till the battle's over. Why? 'Cause we've already won. Why? 'Cause he's already won. Hey, yeah. Don't have to wait. I can shout now. I can shout now. For your mercy never fails me. All my days I've been held in your hand. From the moment that I wake up till I lay my head, oh, I will sing of the goodness of God. The goodness of God. I love your voice. You have led me through the fire. In darkest night, you are close like no other. I've known you as a father. I've known you as a friend. I have lived in the goodness of God. Hey! For all my life you have been faithful.
Oh, yes you have.
All my life you have been so, so good. Every breath that I am able,
Hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, my sisters and brothers in Christ Jesus. I greet you in the name of the Father. I greet you in the name of the Son and in the name of his seat, blessed Holy Spirit. Praise and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Grace and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ be given unto us in his mighty and his holy name. Good morning. Welcome to I Am Morning Glory Prayer Service. I am Apostle Marco Brewer, for you from I Am That I Am, Red Tabernacle Ministers. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Hallelujah. Let us pray. Father, we bless you and we thank you, Almighty God. Father, we give you honor. We give you glory. We magnify your holy name. Lord, you are worthy of praise. You are worthy of glory. You are worthy of honor, O God. There's no one greater than you, Almighty God. We bless you. We praise you. Lord, we thank you for waking us up this morning. Lord, we thank you for watching over us as we slept through the night. Lord, we thank you for your goodness. We thank you, Lord, for your loving kindness. We thank you, oh God, for this breath that we breathe that is yours. Oh Father, we thank you for our children. Almighty God, we thank you for our grandchildren. Almighty God, we thank you for our siblings, our nieces, our nephews. Lord, we thank you for our parents. We thank you, Lord, for our spouses, our husbands, and our wives. We say thank you, Jesus. Oh God, we flood every second with thanksgiving. In the name of Jesus, every second of this day, we release you. Thanksgiving, we praise you. We worship you. Hallelujah. Every second, every minute, we praise you. We worship you. Every hour, we praise you. We worship you. And so, Lord, we thank you for your goodness and grace and your mercy. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, you are welcome in our midst. Holy Ghost, we ask you to take preeminence in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach. Take preeminence in this service. Take preeminence in our lives. Let the perfect will of God be done in our lives in the name of Jesus. Let the perfect will of God be done on this in this service in the name of Jesus. We adore you, Almighty God. Will of God be done in our lives. Let the perfect will of God be done in our ministries. Let the perfect will be done in our homes. Let the will of God be done in our lives of our children. Let the will of God be done in the lives of our spouses. Let God's perfect will be done in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus. Jesus, let the will of Almighty God be done. And so, Almighty God, you are Jehovah Jireh. We bless your name. Jehovah Sikunu, our righteousness, we bless your name. Hallelujah, we praise you. Jehovah Shalom, we thank you. You are our peace in the times of storm. Hallelujah. Jehovah Shema, we thank you because you are always present with us. We bless your name, Jehovah Rapha. We thank you that you're the God that heals us, delivers us, set us free in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, move in our midst this morning. Hover over every area of our lives. Hover over this prayer service, Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, have your way in the name of Jesus Christ. Holy Spirit, take preeminence in the name of Jesus. Holy Ghost, take preeminence in the mighty and the matchless name of Jesus Christ. We love you, Holy Spirit. We need you. Holy Spirit, we worship you. Holy Spirit, we glorify you. Holy Spirit, we bless you. We bless you. We bless you. We bless you. Holy Ghost, we say thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you, 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 Holy Ghost. Spirit of the living God, release your breath in us. Spirit of the living God, release your breath in us. Spirit of the living God, release your breath in our children. Release your breath in our grandchildren. Release your breath in us, Holy Ghost. Release your breath in our spouses. Release your breath in our parents. Release your breath in us, Holy Spirit, each and every one of us. Oh, Holy Spirit, release your breath in us. Breathe your breath in us. Take away everything that is not of you from in our breath, from in our lungs, oh God, in our breath, in our bodies, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Your breath is holy. Your breath is righteous. Your air is righteous, holy. You said, be ye holy, for I am holy. So when you breathe in us, when you release your breath in us, every sickness, every disease, every infirmity, every toxin comes out of our physical bodies. Every toxin comes out of our spiritual bodies. In the name of Jesus, from our soul, you release your breath in us. Cleanse us, oh God. Cleanse us, oh God. Cleanse us, oh God. Cleanse us, oh God. In the name of Jesus, let your release your breath, oh God, in us. Release your breath in the atmosphere. In the name of Jesus, on the prayer line, the airways, the cyberspace, the networks. Release your breath in our homes. Oh, release your breath in our homes in the name of Jesus. Let the environment be like the environment in heaven, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we come to thy throne of grace this morning, and we ask you for mercy. Your mercy is on you every morning. Have mercy upon us, oh God. Forgive us of sin of omission and commission. Lord, we have sinned, we have fallen short of your glory. And this morning, O God, from the bottom of our hearts, we cry out for mercy. Have mercy upon me, O God. Have mercy upon each and every one here this morning in the name of Jesus. Have mercy upon our children. Have mercy upon our spouses in the name of Jesus. Have mercy upon our siblings, our nieces, and our nephews. In the name of Jesus, be merciful unto us in the name of Jesus. Have mercy, O God. Your mercy is on you every morning. Have mercy, O God. In the name of Jesus, we repent for all that we've done. That's to you, O God. And we ask you this morning for mercy in Jesus' name. Father, let the blood of Jesus wash us. Let the blood of Jesus cleanse us. We soak our spirit, our souls, and our bodies in the blood of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus speak better things than the blood of Abel. We soak the service in the blood of Jesus. We soak our wombs, will cover the works of our hands in the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. Our spouses in the blood of Jesus. Our husbands and our wives in the blood of Jesus. Our children and grandchildren, we release the blood of Jesus in their classrooms. Release the blood of Jesus in the schoolrooms, oh God. In the schools, release the blood of Jesus, oh God. Release the blood as the children go back and forth to school on the buses. As they go to the buses, release the blood, oh God. The blood of Jesus, oh God. Let the blood wash away our sins. Let the blood cleanse us of all our righteousness. Let the blood of Jesus sanctify us and justify us. We thank you for the precious blood of Jesus. Oh, there's healing, there's deliverance in the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. There's birthing in the blood of Jesus. So, Father, we thank you for the blood. In the name of Jesus, we put on the full armor of God, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth in the name of Jesus. Father, we put on the full armor, helmet of salvation, breastplate of righteousness, shoes of peace, sword of the Spirit, shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth in the name of Jesus. Father, we put the armor on, O God, helmet of salvation, breastplate of righteousness, shoes of peace, sword of the Spirit, shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth. We put the armor on our children and grandchildren in the name of Jesus. We put the armor on our spouses. We put the armor on our siblings, our nieces, and our nephews. Oh, God, on our great-grandchildren, those that have great-grandchildren, we put the armor on them. Those that parents are alive, we put the full armor on and the armor of light, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth in the name of Jesus. Father God, we ask you to be a wall of fire around us and the glory within us, O God. Be a wall of fire around us and the glory within us, O God. Father, we thank you, Lord. We ask you this morning to send your holy angels to guide us and protect us as we pray throughout this day in the name of Jesus. Father God, we need divine and your holy angels to war on our behalf, to be with us 24/7, doing your will and your biddings in our lives in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, we pray this morning for a fresh oil. We pray this morning for a fresh anointing, not the anointing from last night or yesterday. A fresh oil, a fresh anointing in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach. Fresh oil, O God. Pour upon us the oil, your oil, your oil, O God. Let it rain in our lives, O God. Put upon us the oil of your salvation, O God. Pour upon us your oil of gladness, O God. Give us a spirit of praise instead of the spirit of heaviness, O God. Help us to walk by your spirit and not by your flesh, not by our flesh, O God. And so, Lord, we just want to say thank you in the name of Jesus. We praise you. I thank you for each and every one here this morning in the name of Jesus. I thank you for their families, their children, their grandchildren, their parents. Oh, God, I thank you, Lord. Thank you, oh, God, for the mothers, oh, God. Thank you for the members, oh, God. We say thank you, Jesus, oh, God. We pray for more grace, greater grace to rest upon our hand ministry, greater grace for the mothers. Greater grace for the members in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, we bless you, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for open doors of favor. We thank you for the manifestation of your open doors of favor in our lives. Thank you, oh God. When God is for you, who can be against you? Greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. So, Father, as I speak this word this morning, let it not be me, but let it be the Christ that lives inside of me. Almighty God, I hide behind the cross, and I say, Almighty God, all of you, Almighty God, all of you, and none of me, O God. In the name of Jesus, let your word come forth in the power, in the anointing of the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, O God. We praise you, O God. We worship you. Hallelujah. We glorify your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. We read yesterday Hebrews. Good morning to those of you that's just joining us. We say good morning. We read yesterday Hebrews 10, verse 4. I come in the volume of the book that it is written of me. Hallelujah. So what to do the will of God. I hope you remember that scripture because I want you to remember it, please. That's how you put scriptures into memories, okay? In the name of Jesus. Hebrews 10:7. Lo, I come in the volume of the book. It is written of me to do thy will, O God. To do thy will, O God. And this morning, we are talking about the will of God. What are you here for? You are here to do the will of God. Jesus said in the book of John 6:38, for I have come down from heaven not to do my own will, but to do the will of him whom sent me. For I have come down from heaven not to do my own will, but to do the will of him who sent me. So the will, we talk about the volume of the book that is written of me, the will of God for our lives, the purpose of God. Everybody has the book and the will of God, and everybody has individual assignments. Hallelujah. But we all working for the kingdom of God. So Jesus came on this earth to do the will of God. Everything he did the will of God, not his own will, but the will of God. The will of the Father. What is the will of God for your life? John 6:40, Jesus said, for this is the will of my Father, that everyone who looks on the Son, who is the Son, Jesus Christ, and believes in him should have eternal life. And I will raise him up on the last day. Hallelujah. John 6:40. Hallelujah, that everyone who looks on the Son, that means you believe on him. Hallelujah, you will have, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Matthew 7:21 says, not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but the one that does the will of my Father who is in heaven. The gifts are so plain and simple. You can say, Lord, you can jump up and down. We can jump up and down. But we are not going to enter into heaven unless we do the will of God. We fulfill what is written in that book for us. Psalm 103:13, as a father shows compassion to his children, so the Lord shows compassion for those who fear him. The fear of God is the beginning of wisdom. We're talking about referential fear when you do the will of God. Hallelujah. John 5:30, I can do nothing on my own. This is Jesus. As I hear, I judge, and my judgment is just because I seek not my own will, but the will of him who sent me. I seek not my will, but the will, said Jesus, said, truly, truly, I say to you, the Son can do nothing for his own accord, but only what he sees the Father doing. For whatever the Father does, that the Son does Jesus came, he fulfilled the will of God. He died, he get nothing on his food. Hallelujah, who live by the will of God. John 6:38-5, come from heaven not to do my own will, but the will of him who sent me. It is the fear of the Lord, one has strong confidence and will have a refuge in the fear of the Lord when you do the will of God. Hallelujah. You have that confidence and then the Lord is your refuge. Honor your father and the mother that thy days may be long in the land that the Lord God has given you. Hallelujah. It is the will of God, but he gave the commandments to do those 10 commandments, to honor your parents, honor your father and mother. And Matthew 7:9-11, oh, which of one of you, if his son asks for bread, will give him a stool, or if he asks for a fish, will give him a serpent? If you who then are evil know how to give good gifts to your parents, how much more will your father who is in heaven give good things to those who ask him? Listen to your father who gave you life, and do not despise your mother when she is old. My son, do not despise the Lord's discipline or be wary of his reproof. For the Lord reproves him whom he loves. As a father, everyone who goes on ahead and does not abide in the teaching of Christ does not have God. Whoever abides in the teaching has both the Father and the Son. If anyone comes to you and does not bring this teaching, do not receive him into your house or give him any greeting, for whoever greets him takes part in his wicked works. What does it say? You abide in the teaching of Jesus Christ. You are doing the will of God. Who the Lord loves, he chastised. Hallelujah. What does he chastise? Because he wants us to stay in his will, to do his will, and he corrects us. Father, do not provoke your children to anger, but bring them up in the discipline and what? And the instructions of the Lord. For as the Father has life in himself, so he has granted the Son also to have life in himself. And the Word, he became flesh and dwelt among us. And we have seen his glory. Glory as the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth. Hallelujah. What is your purpose? To do the will of God. What is your purpose to do the how many your purpose? And it's written in the Bible because you see everything that God wants us to do. You see his will. You see the Ten Commandments. You read the Bible. You see different. All the Bible is to do the will of God. God had his only begotten Son, which is Jesus Christ. Jesus came here to fulfill, to do the will of God. Hallelujah. The commandment said, love God with all your heart, soul, and mind. Love your neighbors as you love yourself. Do all this. So when you look at it, the will of God is for you to love him. Now, let's start with the first verse. Love him. Those are the two greatest commandments. Hallelujah. First two, love God with all your heart, soul, and mind. Love God with all your heart. How many of us love God with all our heart, soul, and mind? That means you are totally dependent on him. Matthew 22:37, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. That is the will of God. God wants you to love him with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind. Ask yourself this question this morning. Do you love God with all your heart? Do you love God with all your soul? Do you love God with all your mind? It shows in your relationship with him. Because when you love is an action word. Hallelujah. And love is an action word. The way you treat others, showing the Father's love within you. The love of God does not just stay in you. It goes out. Hallelujah. The lives of others. But you love God when he tells you to jump and do anything he tells you to do. You do it. When you love him, you have faith and you have trust. You're not wavering. When you love him, you want to do everything he asks of you. And he said in his word, I'll not leave you comfortless. I will send you the Holy Spirit who will lead you and guide you. Hallelujah. Anything you need to know of God, you can ask God. He said, teach me to know thy will, O God. You can ask God anything that you need to ask. Hallelujah. And he will hear your request and he will answer you. Hallelujah. That's why you have to continuously be in a one-on-one relationship. What I notice about people, we are so much in this form of relationship with God. We have not come into that intimacy. When you come into that intimacy, my brothers and sisters, you love God with all your heart and soul and mind. You have entered into a place of intimacy. If you cannot love God with all your heart, soul, and mind, how can you love? You do the second commandment, love your neighbors as you love yourself. You got to love God. It got to come from deep within you. Show the love of God in you because the things you do, people can see the glory of God upon your life. Hallelujah. The Bible says if you're willing and obedient, you will eat the fruit of the land. You love the Lord. Hallelujah. You do, and you go about doing what he's asked you to do. Hallelujah. Not a form of godliness. No. That's why there's a song called Falling in Love with Jesus. Falling in love is not, oh God, if you love God, nobody has to speak to you once or twice. You will do the will of God. If you love God, you have a relationship, and when you sin, you can get on your knees and say, and you're truly sorry, Lord, have mercy upon me. When the Lord convicts you, you can go down and ask God for mercy. You can kneel down and pray, Lord, have mercy upon me. Hallelujah. But I want you to do, love God with all your heart, soul, and mind. Lord, I don't know how to do it. Let the Holy Spirit teach you how to love God with all your heart and all your soul and with all your mind. That's hallelujah. When you love God, you will do his will. You will do all that he's asked you to do. Hallelujah. You will walk by his Spirit. When you love God, comes first. When you're in love with God, he comes first. You don't double guess him. When you love God, you got the gift of God and wisdom and discernment. You know. Hallelujah. When you love God, you are loyal to him. You are wishy-washy. Hallelujah. And folks, I'm not wishy-washy. Yes, we all say it. We're not wishy-washy, but we are. But we do have faith and trust in him. But we depend on ourselves and not him. Hallelujah. Or we move ahead of him. Faith comes by hearing and hearing the word of God. We get anxious and we move ahead of God. No, that's not loving. When we love God like Jesus said, my deed is to do the will of him who sent me. The will of him who sent me. So we are here to do the will of God. We are here, and God will not tell you to be evil and mean. No. God is holy. He is righteous. Everything he did under the sun is for a purpose. Hallelujah. So what is in that volume of the book that is written of you? Do you know what the will of God is for your life? Do you know you got what the will of God? The first thing, you were created to worship him. Revelation 4:11, all things are created. You are created to worship him. That's the first thing. That's why God created you to worship him in spirit and in truth. Worship is obedience. Worship is to do his will. Worship is to care and love one another. Worship is to be concerned, having compassion and humility. Worship, you want to be just like Christ. Worship. Nobody got to pull strings on you. Nobody got to try to persuade you because you have that love of God and you have come into the intimacy of worshiping him. Many of you, you're not that close to God. You're on the outer court. You're on the inner court, but you have not reached to that place of holy of holies. Hallelujah. Where you have a one-on-one intimate relationship with the Father. This is what God wants us to do. I could go on and on. Jesus said, "Below I come in the volume of the book, it is written of me to do the will of God." What's your assignment? Do you do your assignment nagging? Or do you do it with full confidence in the Lord? Jesus said, "By me, the Father." Hallelujah. Who are born for worship, He created us and to do the will of God. And sometimes the will of God is difficult. What have I said that? Sometimes people cross your life, they've done, and you don't want to be bothered. But you have to love the unlovable. You have to use wisdom, godly wisdom. When you love God, there's nothing you will ask of God that He will not give it to you. Nothing. You don't even have to do all kinds of people go, they got to do A, B, C, D. No, it just flows. It flows when you love God, it flows. When you love God, you recognize and you hear His voice. You follow His voice and not the voice of a stranger. When a stranger voice was talking flesh, and the spiritual voice talk Christ. Hallelujah. And then sometimes prayers are not answered because we do not know the will of God concerning a situation. When I pray for people, I always say, according to all God's plans and purposes for your life, I don't pray and say, oh, no, I will always end according to God's plans and purpose. Because I have to pray the will of God concerning you. Hallelujah. And I can't be praying different stuff. What is the will of God? Pray concerning you as an individual. My sisters and brothers, let's go higher. Get to know God more and more. Get to get into a one-on-one relationship with Him. Stop all that formality. Do you act formal when your father around, your regular father? You be formal when your dad around, or do you serve your dad with intimacy and gladness? This is what God is desiring for us. In the name of Jesus. When you love God, there's nothing you will need. He will give you. He will provide for you. Hallelujah. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. For thine is thy kingdom, thy power, and thy glory, forever and ever. Amen. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of His Holy Spirit rest, remain, and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Surely His goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives. And we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. In Jesus' holy name we have prayed. Amen and amen. God bless you. Have a wonderful and blessed day. In Jesus' name, amen.